As the train goes by, I'm Rick Moore with MSO News Sports, and we're joined now by John Gardner. Big hockey game coming up between Linfield and Gloucester. And, of course, Coach Gardner, a good friend of ours over the years at Linfield High School. Coach, welcome back. The holiday season is upon us. How are you?
Doing good. You know, all things considered, big picture, not great on the, you know, zeroing in on the team, but, you know, it's little bumps in the road will make us stronger in the end. Excited about 2024.
I want to talk about that, Coach, because you guys have always, you've gotten off to really good starts the last, you know, 2,000 or 3,000 years, but this year you've played some stiff competition, I'm presuming, and as you say, it probably helps your team grow. But tell me a little bit about the early season, maybe the highlights, and if you feel like it, the disappointments.
Yeah, so we made sure of in the offseason to schedule kind of a murderer's row this year, especially December, and we've been our own worst enemies. That's not to take away from any of our opponents' accomplishments, but we just kind of have found different ways to lose games. And again, last year took us till game number 18 to finally lose, and it got us to the quarterfinal. So we told our kids, we got a six pack of losses coming your way. How are you going to deal with it? So unfortunately, right now we're just, you know, continuing to sputter, and we're hoping to right the ship at the tank tonight. So
okay. Well, as we record this, and I appreciate your taking the time today. On December 30, on a Saturday, you are headed to Gloucester, and O'Malley is that rink is always a fun place to play in, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a real special place. I mean, it's one of those things where we've had success, and we've had a lot of, again, I don't put it in the category of a house of horrors like the Graf, but where Newburyport and Triton play. But, you know, it's just a great, great venue. I played there, Jay played there when we were in high school. And just a great fan base, you know, proud hockey town. So it's always good to go down there regardless. So we're excited to get back there.
All right, what's the point of emphasis right now, Coach, where it is between the holidays, between Christmas and New Year's? The team has had an up-and-down start, and you have a terrific schedule. So what's been the point of emphasis at practice for your team?
Boss, right now it's really been more about the intangibles. We have the skill. Every game we've played, we've pretty much outshot, outchanced, just can't finish, which is a little frustrating because we have the pedigree. We have guys that have put up 15, 20 goals, and we're a little bit snake-bitten. And I tried to emphasize the concept of I'm a big believer in the hockey gods, and if you, you know, tempt them the wrong way, they're going to strike down on you. And we're kind of having a little bit of that right now with our guys trying to kind of work on their maturity and work on, you know, being good teammates, being better teammates. So that's been the point of emphasis this week. Being more determined has been a phrase we've been throwing around with our guys. So we're going to have to be determined if we're going to get a win up at Gloucester tonight.
You mentioned, you know, being a little snake bitten. My dad always used to talk about law of averages, and sometimes you play so well, you can't get anything in. Other times, you get luck. So I'm sure that's also something that the kids have to understand. They just keep playing hard, and it'll happen.
Yeah, I mean, we got, like I said, bona fide goal scorers. And, again, when you keep scratching your head, like, how did that not go in, you kind of simplify and kind of create your own bounces and create your own luck. We keep telling our guys, I'm not a big seeing is believing, I guess, but I don't think that, you know, pushes your faith. It's more like believing when you're not seeing it happen. So we're kind of in that mm-hmm. right now, and you just got to kind of stay the course and band together and get through it. So, again, I'm very encouraged with this squad. And we have two overtime losses that could have gone either way. We have, you know, another game where we were in a close one. So we've been in some close games. Some of the scores look a little lopsided that we're like 2-1 in the third, and we give up kind of like a flutter of goals late, trying to push it to get even. So, yeah, again, all this stuff will make us stronger in March.
Well, believing when not seeing, I think that's called faith. Finally, Coach, what do you know about the Gloucester team? Because it looks like they're off to a pretty good start.
Yeah, we know. Derek does a great job up there, regardless of who he's got in there. We know the Cunningham and Jewel kid are kind of the straws, you know, to stir that drink. And so we're going to pretty much try and frustrate them tonight. But, you know, just with that rink again, the sheet of ice is bigger, so we'll try and use our legs, you know, stay out of the box. We have a tendency to go down to the Talbot and seem to be on the wrong side of the penalty kill frequently. So our guys will just be ready for it. We've seen them on tape. We know what they do. And again, you can know what the opponent does. They can know what we do, but you still got to stop them.
There you go. Coach Mann, thanks so much for taking the time. Good luck tonight. I know it's only a couple of hours away. And please give my regards to your brother. And we will talk again soon.
All right, buddy. Hang in there. Get better.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Take care. Bye-bye. That is John Gardner, who is the Linfield High School hockey coach, and his brother Jay, also a good friend. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.